We sampled it from him, but it's not the same baseline.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
He's an Oriental.
Yes? Copyright is not to be infringed.
This is a story about Santa Claus. This story has never been told before because it is so amazing that people just don't know how to tell it. But you know what? I'm going to tell it to you right now. And it starts out with Santa in his bed, sleeping. Here comes Mrs. Claus into Santa's room. Santa, wake up! Wake up! It's Christmas time! You gotta deliver presents this year. Santa is like, oh my goodness, I'm late! My alarm clock did not work! Okay, I'm getting up. Let's do this. So Santa puts on his boots. He puts on his Santa robe or clothes or whatever he wears. And then he kisses Mrs. Claus on the face and says, goodbye, Mrs. Claus. I love you. I'm gonna be back tonight. And then we can make some cookies or something like that, or whatever you want to do. So Santa, he steps outside, and what does he see? There is no snow out there. Oh my gosh, I thought it was supposed to be wintertime, says Santa. And then Santa goes by his reindeer play place, and there is no reindeers. The reindeers are gone. And Santa doesn't know what to do. Santa has to deliver his presents tonight. And Santa doesn't know what to do. So Santa goes back inside and he gets this special horn that he only plays for special events like this. And then he goes out into the ocean right on the edge. And he blows that horn. He blows it so loud that the whole world can hear it. And then the ocean, it splashes and splashes. And there's things coming towards Santa. This is Santa's special idea. And it's working. And here they come. What is that? I can't see. Oh my gosh, they're getting closer. Santa, you didn't tell anyone that you had any special dolphins. So this is Santa, and he's got some dolphins that is going to help him deliver the presents. And these dolphins are all wearing sunglasses. These are some really rad and cool dolphins. Okay, here we go. Santa got his sleigh. He hooked up the dolphins. The dolphins are so happy to deliver these presents. Santa takes off into the sky, and he's going around, around, around the world in the sky. He's looking up at the stars, and he is just loving life, and he is just so grateful to be Santa Claus. And he has an idea for everything. And then Santa is dropping down his presents into your house and into mine. Oh my goodness, thank you, Santa, for making this a great night. And everybody that stayed awake to see Santa can see his beautiful dolphin sleigh up in the sky next to the moon. And oh my gosh, it is a beautiful sight. Santa, you're a great man. Santa, your beard looks amazing. Oh my gosh, dolphins, what are your names? I love you. Oh, wow. This is so great. And I know what? Oh, what is that outside? Is that Rudolph? Is that Vixen? Oh my goodness! This year the reindeer just wanted to go and play! They're out on the world saying hello to everyone! And everyone's going outside and loving it! And there's dolphins and reindeer and Santa Claus is having fun in the sky dropping presents! Uh-oh! One just hit my head! But that's okay! I have a helmet on because I was riding my bike! Oh, that was amazing! And that was the story about how Santa delivered his presents to everyone one day on Christmas Eve.
Aw, what a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned into the Copyright Experiment. It's 11:06. He's heard a nice Christmas story about the real story of Santa.
Yeah.
1 year. I don't know what year that was, but it must have been a good year
for 92? Santa. 92?
92?
Yeah, I think it was a good year.
Yeah. I got some good stuff that year.
I got some pretty sweet Legos.
Yeah. So you just heard the story by a guy named Snack Pack, who makes a lot of fun songs and stories like that on his SoundCloud.
And that's Snack Pack with no vowels because he's hip.
Yeah, he's very hip. So you turn into the Copyright Experiment. We talk about issues in music and copyright and intellectual property, and also play all free music. So mm-hmm. The song you just heard, that's free.
Yeah.
So everybody is kind of interested in Christmas right now. Five more sleeps. But tonight we're actually going to be talking about something else, something that's rocking the music world right now. and Just in Time for Christmas. That is
Beyonce's new album.
Beyonce dropped her new album.
Guess what it's called? Beyonce.
Beyonce, of course. Number 5, studio album number 5.
Yep.
Everyone's going crazy about it. Internet is exploding.
It's currently number 1 in 104 countries.
104 countries, wow.
At least that's what it said when I read the article.
Okay. Yeah.
It's probably more now.
We watched a little animation and we could see how it is almost literally exploding the internet. Yeah. We'll post the little video for you guys on the blog. You can get the blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com and we'll post that up later tonight.
Yeah.
It also broke
the first week sales record on iTunes.
Yes. Yes. And there's a good reason for that, actually.
Yes.
And which is why we're talking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you haven't heard, Beyonce, she released her album exclusively on iTunes, surprising the world without any marketing campaign or anything. She just dropped the album out of nowhere last Friday.
Yes.
So, and it was exclusively on iTunes for the first week anyway, because it was so secret they didn't want to press any CDs until the album was actually released. So they're currently being pressed and they'll be in stores for week 2, which will start on Monday.
Whoa. So maybe not quite in time for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be kind of close anyway. I don't know. I think you might be able to get in stores by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's breaking records on iTunes so far. Billboard has it charted at 617,000 albums sold so far. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of albums.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to us because, mostly because of the way it was released, in that, like we said, it was released exclusively on iTunes for the first week without, and it hasn't been released on any streaming services at all. So last week we talked about Spotify and other streaming services. They're not getting a cut of this album at all. They're not getting any of it. YouTube, it's not on YouTube, at least legally. You can't find it in CDs until a couple days anyway. And you won't find it on any other digital stores either.
Yeah.
So it's a little controversial. And not only that, you can't even buy individual tracks on iTunes. You have to buy the whole album.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
For the cost of $15.99, which is harkens back to the days of an older music industry.
Yeah. And this is causing some controversy in the fact that, for example, Target is refusing to sell it when it comes physical. Because they believe it's not going to bring them enough profits, or because they're jealous of the fact that Beyonce is flexing her power to make it exclusively electronic and not give them the first buzz of sales.
Right, and that first week is really important. And
clearly,
the second week is projected to sell by Billboard 260,000, between 260,000 and 280,000. So that's like a drop of 60% or so.
Yeah.
So that's pretty significant. So if Target, you know, they're not doing it out of any, it appears, any moral or emotional reaction. It's more of a we don't think it's going to be worth it for us to buy that much stock for it.
Although, to be fair, I read that a marketing prophet, Boston College, says that it might be a little bit of a jealousy in there that they didn't get some of that, you know, like, why don't we include it kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to sell it. So,
it would be a fly on the wall in that executive meeting.
Yeah, I know, right?
So there's a lot of interesting things to talk about with this release. And it's interesting to me because it kind of reminds me of the way that albums used to be released more than they are now. It's very different from the way the music is consumed now, but it's actually not entirely new. It's very similar to the way that we bought and consumed music just, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, when you often would buy things just by look at them or the artist, and you wouldn't really know anything about them. Whereas nowadays, you know, you kind of have all these people telling you about it, and you can listen to it on SoundCloud or YouTube first.
You can get reference to it through online kind of rabbit holes to find new music. But this was released, no marketing campaign, and full album only. So if you want the single, too bad, you're still paying $15.99.
Which, as far as the no marketing, I personally kind of respect that, because it gives people some just like the ability to listen to it and make up their own minds to some degree. What do you think about that, Tim?
The marketing thing is interesting. I think you're right that it gives people an opportunity to hear it for themselves without the, you know, the lead up hype around it. And but I do
Jay-Z.
Yeah, I do. Yes, exactly. Jay-Z, Kanye also. But you know, that's hip hop for you. But one, I do have some issues with it, and I'm gonna make a quote from the press release for this album that I found really interesting. The quote is from the press release from Columbia and Parkwood, the management company or the company that Beyonce runs. Says, quote, "Stripped of gimmicks, teasers, and marketing campaigns, this project is truly about art before hype." And now I think that's a bold statement. I think it might be overreaching the what we're saying, that, you know, it gives fans a chance to listen to it without the hype, because, you know, by creating such a bold move and you know, going against the pressures of the modern music industry, she's actually creating a lot of hype on her own.
Yeah.
Through just simply through the way they're releasing it. And that in itself is a marketing campaign for sure.
Yeah, I think the way you said it is really good. It's kind of like a, almost like a viral hype, similar to when a YouTube video blows up. It's just kind of like, boom, it's there. Right. All of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, everyone's, you know, oh, we gotta buy this, we gotta get it, you know. And
yeah, the fact that there's no marketing campaign kind of reminds me more of the way that viral videos or viral content on the internet evolves, as opposed to the traditional marketing campaign of a really long lead up, that, you know, naturally progresses to a peak culmination.
And then you also brought up the question of, you know, like, this is Beyonce we're talking about. If it was someone else, maybe even like a marginally less big group or individual, it probably wouldn't have done as well in this scenario.
Right, and that's kind of the biggest question mark for me anyway, is that, this album, it sold 617,000 copies in the first week compared to her last album, which sold 310,000 copies in the first week. So it's a huge improvement. Although whether that improvement or whether this, the, you know, quote unquote success of this campaign, measured by numbers anyway, is due to the fact that, you know, it's a novel marketing scheme or a novel way to deliver music to the fans, or whether it's just because it's Beyonce and the world loves Beyonce, internet particularly.
On one hand, you could argue that she's gaining popularity and it's really just that. And if she would have sold it other ways, you know, normal traditional ways, it would have had the same number of sales. But then you could also argue that the absence of a CD medium makes it so that you're a little bit more encouraged to buy it, and it's a little easier to buy it, and there's kind of this viral hype about it that you want to, you know, play into a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And those things contribute to her higher sales. And that's kind of a question that I guess, like, economics studies will have to
Certainly
go to town to some degree.
Certainly, the people who would usually consume an album like this in other means, such as streaming services or just YouTube. I know a lot of people who just listen to all their music through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to any house party in the last couple of years, you'll find people hunched over a laptop cruising YouTube DJs. You'd have to say that it's hard to deny the fact that idea that there's probably a lot of people who would normally consume this album in other ways who are now being forced into buying the album because they actually do want to listen to it. And that's the power, not of this model, but of Beyonce herself, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's kind of a thing, like, without Beyonce, this model wouldn't even...
Right.
Wouldn't have the, like, potential to even work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen in the future with, other musicians, if they're going to follow things. I don't really see it following too much in this way. I think Tim and I kind of agree on this.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't be surprised if other artists tried to do it, but at the same time, I don't think it would be nearly as successful because other people aren't the caliber of, well, A, talent, and B, popularity that Beyonce has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anything else you want to add about that?
I do want to give a couple other quotes about it because I think I find this press release very fascinating.
It's really interesting. If you have time, I'd recommend going to the website and reading.
Yeah, maybe we'll post it up as well. There's a lot of stuff on there that I find to be they're hyping up this scheme in a way that I don't really feel is commensurate with how it's actually being presented.
It's kind of like a post-hype pretentious thing about how they didn't make hype beforehand, thinking that they're somehow better in that sense.
Yeah, so there's the beginning of it. It says, the beginning of the release says, the album is available on the day the world is learning about its release, or that it's learning about it the day of its release, is unprecedented strategic move by the artist to deliver music and visual content directly to her fans, and she wants to, when she wants to and how she wants to, with no filter. This unique approach allows music fans to be the first to listen, view, engage, and form their own opinions, void of any middleman. In the age of social media and an insatiable appetite for direct communication, this is the answer to the question asked over and over again, when is Beyoncé's next album coming out? And I kind of get what they're saying with that, and this is kind of what we talked about before, is that, you know, we don't have reviews or our friends' opinions who have already listened to it to kind of form... to influence our opinions on it. But I think this is way off the mark, because it's still a major album on a major label that's made in a studio that had many, many hands on it. Yeah. And you can just go to the Wikipedia page and see all the, you know, the collaboration and all the crew and the artists that helped you know, influence the album. Mm-hmm. And we play a lot of free music, and free music generally is created by oftentimes individuals who have created the music themselves, recorded it themselves, put it out online themselves, distributed it themselves. And I think that is, there's no better way to communicate directly to fans than to do everything yourself. Yeah. And you can do that now, and which is why this show exists. The fact that people can use services like Bandcamp, like DistroKid and CD Baby and stuff like that to sell their music to fans directly. That's really the approach that's void of middlemen, right? That's the age that's harnessing social media but also at the same time rejecting any kind of influence to what the artist wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much an overstatement, I think, to say that this kind of album is in the same kind of league as the Bandcamp artists and stuff like that.
Yeah, because like you said, it still is like a really big album that's going to get tons of exposure anyway. You know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I guess that's all we can talk about today. We could talk more about it, but we got a lot of music to play today, so maybe we'll get into the mix soon. DJ Mochi's gonna spin up a bunch of tunes for us this week.
So many we get to.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some free music.
Yeah, this is Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook, or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, and welcome back to the Copyright Experiment. We're going to get into some tunes here. All free. This first one is a remix of Latch by Disclosure, their big pop tune here of the summer. It's remixed by Stu and Faz. Enjoy.
is down. Ooh, you enchant me, even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm rushing on, babe. Now I know what I am found. Got me wrapped up in your touch. Still so enamored. Hold me tighter than your clutch.
Track is by Ango out of Montreal, Toronto. This is on the Lucky Me Admin calendar. We played one of those last week as well. Track is called Smile XXL.
got a razor in your car too.
The Curses remix of Grayskull. The song is called First Time. Curses is the new housey alter ego of Trouble and Bass head honcho Drop the Lime. Making more bouncy tunes now. Robinson with Without You. That one's a limited free download, so check it out on the blog if you want to cop that one. Got it. Better do it soon. Thank you. Tune in to CITR. This is the Copyright Experiment. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to play some tracks, some more tracks. See you soon.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
I've been really trying.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity? And laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. It's your club.
And we are back with CITR 101.9.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in all my
bad news report,
in my holiday madness, feverishly consuming, I forgot to bring my charger, and so my computer just died. So now, up on the computer and iPad decks,
the virtual decks,
is Autonomy gonna hard drive spin us some tunes.
All right, here we go. This is Lisa Deluxe.
She banged that Dutch. Harvard face. Crossed with Miss Elliot. Pop that. That's a Dutch, baby. Jiggle that fat.
Pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff. What is that?
This is a remix of The Range by Obey City. The track's called PS3. Get it free on Accelerator. is a KW Griff remix by Hydrobad, the tactical edit. Track's all yelling safe. Up next is a small town DJ's edit of My Pay called Don't Wait. Busta Rhymes and Q-Tip, their new mixtape together. Super dope, check it out. It's called The Abstract and the Dragon.
Check it out now. Yeah, now. Check it out now. No doubt, yo. You said the thing, a sexy little thing. I'm hot pointing, admiring your chain. You got a fella nose wide on the real side. I wanna dance real close, right up on your high. Playing games, yo, I never cared about it much. But you the girl who keep her eyes close for smoking dust. For real, you such a little pretty belle. You make a nigga front pants hit a mean swell. What you say? I said you stimulate my brain cell. But there's one thing I really wanna say. You're such a vibrant, yeah. You're such a vibrant. Vibrant,
you got some new shit, tryna gas me so we can do it. Boy, you ain't slick because I keep all dogs trained. I make you scream my name.
Oh, who's the hot boy? Before you talk junk, what you got, boy? If you let me touch, I'll wake it up, boy. Let you supply me for a month, boy. Oh, wake it up, boy. I like it rough, boy. But if it's too rough, take a detour. Slide right down to my seashore. By the way, I don't smoke, so what the weed for? You get a low score.
such a vibrant, vibrant, vibrant. Yeah, you're such a vibrant, 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 vibrant. Yeah, you're such a vibrant, 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 vibrant. Yeah, you're such a vibrant, 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 vibrant.
Yeah, it's such a vibrant, vibrant, immaculate, baby, you're looking magnificent, different shit. Why is we talking? Let's get intimate, frontin' like you ain't even fucking acting all innocent. Wait, you know you're fucking with the fresh baby when I bust you the type to say,
rub it in my flesh, baby.
Crazy the way you chatter, lady, like a baby on the mattress, caress and lick me like a nasty baby. Woo! You put a tingle up a nigga's spine, got me twitching all funny while we fucking and spilling wine. Yeah, I love the way my shorty treat me. Had she be throwing it back the way my shorty freaky. Yeah, my shorty wildin', it's a full moon while I'm blowing her back with surveillance all up in the room. Damn, see now we fucking like we ignorant. Ladies, you can get with the vibrant, vibrant. Yeah, it's such a vibrant, 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 vibrant. Yeah, yeah, sexy, it's a vibrant, 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 vibrant. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's such a vibrant, 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 vibrant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's such a vibrant thing. Yeah, a vibrant, vibrant. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I remember Grey Preludes with round effects, Clover Point bogan joints and hip-hop cassettes. Laid back just smoking, sunroof open, inhaled the weed, exhaled my toke when I see a cop drive up, am I stressing? Lower our domes below both the headrests. Silence as the pig just passes, looking at T and we both just start laughing. Cause shit sweet in VI like molasses. Window down, tunnel vision on dope asses. 8 p.m. and it's still hot out. Lil Rada speed bumps at Wendy's bottoming out. Everyone's on a mission. It's like a beat everywhere in one night competition. That's got the girls tripping. But you know everyone's alright. We just like these beautiful island nights. That's alright.
I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like?
You need to take heed to the island breed of supernatural people. There is no equal, they're handsome. This is like my hometown anthem. Privileged enough to be my grandma's grandson. Peace to Peter, peace to Alvina. 3 a.m. Wharf Street waiting for my Pita. But the pit's mad thick. People all drunk off shit. It's a boom boom trip. Cause people will cross the street to eat. Just like they'll tap their feet to a dope ass beat. Take a picture cause it lasts longer. Of juice monkeys at nightclubs cause they act stronger. Bouncers like to think they're the kings of the world. It's a good excuse, I guess, to mingle with girls. I could juice myself up with steroids and do that.
What?
But I won't put a needle in my ass, man, screw that.
I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like over there? I'm working in Victoria at present. What's it like?
This is Langdon Auger. Oldie track, my favorite of DJ Mochi's, called Crisp Living. Oh, Island Nights on the album Crisp Living. Up next we had David Hart Greek and Bot. We're gonna kick it up enough with Ben Hur.
Yeah.
going to be our last track of the night. This is Rusty, also on the Lucky Me Advent calendar. This one's huge. Watch out for it. And that wraps up the show for this week. So the copyright experiment on CITR 101.9 FM. If you like any of the songs we played, definitely that Rusty track. You probably like it. You can download all of our tracks for free on our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
And yeah, hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, stay tuned. Next Thursday night, 11, we got a special show. It's going to be our 2013 wrap-up show. We're going to do a best of DJ mix. So yeah, it's going to be pretty great. All of our favorites for the past 4 months that we've been on air. Normally, well, Pierre should be here, but he's not here right now. Oral Tentacles. If he shows up, you're going to get a nice nice selection by him. If not, we'll get go into a ghost mix. But thanks for listening.
And enjoy your night.
All right.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.